Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hey everyone, this is Jeffrey from Australia. I fucked your fucking sister's face today. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches.
Porque todo se quitará. Ay, no puedo verlo ni en pintura. Cuando empecemos, no me dio cuenta de que luego tuviera que pagar. Pero si se cambie, me voy a acostarme contigo.
Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Coming up next, we got a wonderful little musical act from a formerly Nazi-run country. They've cleaned up their act. Rammstein! Oh, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Thanks, guys. Really. Really. Thanks. I said thanks, Rammstein. All right, listen. I'm afraid you're just too darn loud, Rammstein. This is the DJ New Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. With me, as always, your bald friend and mine, the germ freak. Frank, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, whatever, man. What's going on?
Should we retry that? With me, as always, is the bald, curmudgeonly fuck, Frank. What's going on with you? The last few...
I'm not going to give a phony hello. I'm giving you a hello. This is the hello I give. You don't like it? What can I tell you?
The last few hellos, not for nothing, Frank, have been pure shit from you.
But I'm the real deal. I tell it like it is. I'm giving you a real hello. I'm not going to give some phony hello.
Would you say that, you know, like your mother, a longtime friend, comes up to you, sees you in the street. Hello, how are you? They say. What would you say if you're
I just saw you. You wouldn't pretend?
You wouldn't put it on?
I don't know.
The people that are listening now haven't heard your voice for a week. They're a casual listener. Let's just say people that tune in live come here every Tuesday night. And they want to hear a pepped up bald fuck named Frank say hello and greet them in some kind of an informative fashion. I don't know, Frank, what the fuck is wrong with you right now?
My space was invaded a little earlier today.
Your space was invaded?
Yep.
Like the video game?
No. Well, we ordered Chinese food today. Are you familiar with the Chinese food?
No, I've never heard of Chinese food. Or Chinese people. Please tell me of this 4,000-year-old culture.
Unlike you, who goes and picks it up, we get it delivered. All right?
And goddamn me for being somebody that actually does something. Rather than have people do it for me. Go ahead.
It's been pretty cold out today and whatnot. So the Chinese man, he comes to my door, rings the bell. I open the door. I tell him to I usually open the door just to let him know that I know he's there and everything, and I call my wife because I'm not going to deal with it, so I call my wife to take care of this, and the guy lets himself in.
So the guy lets himself in.
The guy lets himself in.
The door's open. He's got your food. He's he wants to get
it's
paid.
It's not wide open. It's I open the main door. What is that called? The whatever.
Like the screen door.
Yeah, and he just lets himself in the screen door, and he's standing in my foyer. I have a Chinese man standing in my foyer.
So what's the big problem? You know you're getting Chinese food. I've seen your foyer. It's not exactly, like you're in danger of somebody standing there. I mean, you could easily kill the person if you had to.
I know. It's just, what nerve does this individual have to step in the house without being asked?
So,
you
left the door open for the man.
I didn't. No. The door. It was. When you say I didn't. When you say open, what do you mean open? It was unlocked.
Well,
I didn't.
I don't think that there's too many definitions of open when it comes to doors.
Fuckface.
I would say open or closed.
I didn't have the door open. Like I didn't put that little lever that opens it up. You know what I'm saying? If you have to bring something in, it wasn't open that way.
Sure.
It was just unlocked.
So you had it unlocked, and the guy just assumed that I'll try the door and go in.
Right.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, I have two. Precious award-winning dogs that are now biting this guy's penis area. With Marvin was nibbling his dick.
God, that's got to be like walking to somebody's house and a chicken poking you. Like, imagine something that you love to eat just attacking you. It's got to be a horrific scene. So the guy was getting nibbled on by your
now. Thank God Marvin doesn't.
Your fucking disheveled Maltese dogs. Let's get down to fucking brass tacks with your dogs. They're disheveled. And this Chinese man was probably just really upset. Really upset that he has to give food to somebody who doesn't even fucking show the common decency of being at the door when someone who has probably been knocking just figures, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to open the door and try that.
Listen, thank God Marvin doesn't have most of his teeth, so he pretty much just gummed the guy's ding-dong, all right? But the guy, if he did bite him, would I be at fault?
I think you should be. I mean, if anything, you're at fault for having, queer dogs. Oh, God, Frank, it's so easy to attack your tiny white Maltese dogs when I have a cockapoo in a fucking crate behind me. But the fact is, the guy did go in the house. And
right.
I don't really like when the delivery guy comes in the house. I'd prefer to have him stay out on the porch or the stoop or whatever you have. But keep in mind, this is a man that can fuck with your life. In some way, he can fuck with your life. And I have a protocol when it comes to anybody that can fuck with you. For example, we've already talked ad nauseum about the waitresses, the food servers. They can fuck with you by jizzing in your food. Well, the delivery guy can fuck with you even after he's given you the food. He can scratch your car. He can write shit on your house. He can deface your property. You treat him poorly, what's he got to lose? He could break your windshield and drive away. You file a police report against somebody who's not even a legal citizen. Big fucking deal. What's he going to do? Go back to his homeland where he's a doctor? Like, what's the, you know, there's nothing you can do to the guy. So you also treat him kindly and you tip him well.
This Chinese place, remember when we had the high gas prices back whenever that was, 6-8 months ago? Well, they charged a dollar. Usually it used to be free delivery, but now they started charging a dollar because of the high gas prices.
It's hard times.
Okay, but the gas prices are down now. So I said to him, why are you still charging a dollar?
Because they can. Because people like you have decided that, you know, I need to get food delivered to me. People in our chat room are suggesting that what they do is the delivery. They wait for the delivery guy. They come outside and meet him outside, do the transaction, and walk back in their house. You just fucking, you know, let's unlock everything. The guy will get here when he gets here. I'll be downstairs doing whatever I do, you know, 23 hours of the day. And if he comes in, he comes in.
I want to do my impression of you calling into a Chinese food place. And then you asking how long it's going to be. So you ask how long it's going to be before the order is delivered, and I'll be the Chinese guy.
Are we doing improv comedy now?
Please do this.
Sure, okay. Wait, am I the chink or am I the guy ordering the food?
No, you're
the
customer.
Am I the lazy fat fuck? Okay, I'm the lazy fat fuck.
You're the customer, and you just placed your order, and you're asking me how long it's going to be, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay, so my number's 13. How long is that going to be?
10 min. say minutes. They say min. 10 min.
It would be 10 min. Yeah. 10 min.
Right.
Yes, we love that. Always play a gong when you talk about Asians. 10 min. Yeah, so Frank, they can't speak. It's no big fucking deal. It's no big fucking deal.
I find them adorable. I'm not going to, you know.
Adorable?
You know.
What, like you're at a fucking dog show. You're dealing with human beings.
But don't you find like some like people like even of the same sex like old men like just adorable?
No, you? Not particularly. No.
You never saw an old man just guy. This guy's adorable. Never said that.
Never. No. You know why? Because I love vaginas. I happen to like vaginas, and I don't secretly love penis like you do.
Listen. All right, you know, you're trying to be radical and everything here. I'm talking about an elderly man. I'm not talking about somebody up here. An elderly man, a real old guy. You don't sometimes find him to be cute?
No,
an old man?
I don't, Frank. And let me tell you, an old man is somebody to be respected. He's the guy that has put up with enough shit in his life that he's, you know, completely fine with wearing windbreakers every minute of the day. The guy will smoke cigars, do everything that's bad for him, and wear the shittiest of track suits and sweatpants. Like they'll manage to find collared sweatshirts with zippers on them and wear those all the time, with plaid fucking patterns on them, and they don't care because they've dealt with so much shit. They've fought wars. They've lived through worse times than this. They've gone with you know, without cereal, and they've improvised making some kind of a fucking muesli out of saltines and fucking water. They can get by. They're to be respected. They're not to be called cute and adorable and fluffy like you managed to find a real-life version of Gizmo.
I see.
But you do. You look at these people, oh, they're so adorable. And you're going to be them, but you're not going to be as tough as
them. Do
you
ever look at, like, and I hate to say the old people, like they're not the same race, but do you ever look at people who are much older than you and just envision and say to yourself, you know, these people were once my age. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, I do that, but what I do more often is I'll look at an old person that's talking to me. I'll really look at them. Look at their face. You look at their hands, and then you realize in 3 years, this person will be underground. In 3 years, this person will be underground. And I think back sometimes, like, I remember, you know, old people tell you things. They're like, oh, this is the way to open a plastic bag. You rub the two things together and you open it up and blah, blah. Like, I don't know how to fucking open a plastic bag. Okay? Just because it's not some fucking invention that I should marvel over, you know, because I've seen a computer. There are other things that are fucking more exciting in my life. But I still remember them telling me these things. And I remember, and I think back to them, and I'm like, wow, that person is dead now. When I worked at Frank's Nursery and Crafts in high school, the old people that worked there, like to make some money during their retirement, they're dead now. I just think, oh, Mildred's dead, and then I go about my business, and usually my business is either pornography, video games, walking a dog, or working. So it's a very limited palette that I have to move on to.
Right.
I don't know, Frank.
All right.
I mean, you're going to be these people. But you have to realize that the old people you see now are just a much higher caliber of person than you. They're the people that wouldn't spend the dollar to have some, you know, person that they fought in a war 2 years ago bring their food over.
Right.
They would walk, save gas. They would fucking walk to these places. They would work 6 days a week. You already do that, but that's because you're lazy and you fall asleep in your chair, as evidenced on frankandbarb.com.
Why do you have to publicize that?
Because it's a website with videos on it that, you know, people might enjoy.
Oh, I see.
Just something to do, Frank. I don't know.
Oh, well.
You sound like you're in a ho-hum mood, and I don't know how to get you out of this.
Listen, you know, that's the way I am. You know, either take it or leave it, my friend.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
I mean, has something happened to you that's kind of pissed you off? What was the catalyst to get you in this fucking mood? I mean, I think that one of your kids was having a birthday. Did you have to have a party?
Yeah, actually, well, no, I mean, we, you know, we, Lukey turns five.
Now, Luke is the girl, right? Is that right? Is that one of your girls, Luke? Luca? Lukey? What's the name?
His name is Luke. I call him Lukey.
You sure you don't call him Luca?
I'm correct.
I don't know why I would have gotten that. He does live up on the second floor, though,
right? Is that ever going to get old?
Nah, probably not. Since I do this show to amuse myself, no. It'll never get old. So you had a birthday for young
birthday.
Luke. How old
his
is real, he now? How old is
his real birthday? His real birthday's tomorrow. He turns five tomorrow.
Why do people say that? Why do people say the real birthday? As if there's a fake one. You celebrated his birthdays, but it happens to be tomorrow.
His real birthday's tomorrow, right.
Fuck you. So tell me all about this wonderful party.
He had his party Saturday at Bounce University. Now, Bounce University, I think we've discussed, it's one of those places where you have those jungle bouncy
what?
Gym things.
Oh, my God. I apologize, Mike Nice, if you're listening. I mean, I know it might be. It was in what, Irvington? I mean, you can come up with a more, you know, culturally sane way to describe.
I don't know what your point is. I'm describing what this was.
Look, we don't say jungle bunnies on the show, okay?
What the hell are you talking about?
You were talking about Bounce U and how I don't know. I'm sorry. Like I must be confused.
They're inflatable jungle gym type of things. They're real inflatable. You know what they are. Anyway, this is what I don't understand, okay?
Sure.
Why is it that if you and you know, Lukey, he invited everybody from his class.
So you have to invite everybody in the class.
You have to invite everybody from the class. If you pass out the invitations in the class, you have to invite everybody.
So now,
if you mail the invitations, then you can invite whoever you want.
But now, you just did it because, you know, you didn't want people to feel awkward or something like that?
Right. You don't want to left somebody left out.
Now, how did Luke feel about that? Was he okay with everybody being
there?
He
was not happy with everybody that was invited. When he found out this one little girl was invited, the little girl said to him, "Lukey, I'm coming to your party." And then Lukey said to me, "I told you not to invite her." in front of the mother. And it made it very awkward for me. And henceforth, the girl never showed up anyway. So
she got
the point.
She got the message.
Yeah. So anyway, the thing is, you invite these people to the party, and the parents think it's okay to bring all the fucking siblings.
Oh, that's a problem.
Okay, I'm not paying for the siblings. I'm paying for these people. I'm paying for the kids. For each additional kid that comes, I got to pay another $13.50.
Well, I mean, you're the sucker that rolled over and took it, basically. I mean, you could say to them, "Oh, that's great that you brought your five other kids. Can I have 13 times five, please? Can I have that?" Because they
you
can't
see my point?
Because they can't stay if it's coming out of my wallet. I'm paying for the one dip fuck son that you have here to bounce around on a fucking inflatable gymnasium for about an hour and a half, stuff his little shit gullet full of cake, and then send him on his fucking way after he gives his shitty gift. That which was really something that he wanted anyway, so you had to buy two of. So basically, I'm not taking care of your other kids today. is what you need to say.
Well, yeah, you have no choice. You're obligated now to include these siblings with the refreshments, with the games, and it makes it very, very awkward because, you know, I for each additional kid over a certain limit, I have to pay. And I feel it's rude. And one person brought the fucking grandmother, for Christ's sake.
Well, you know, maybe like they brought the grandmother.
Brought the grandmother. In addition to the mother, she brought her mother.
So now
I had to feed this old fucking bitty three slices of pizza.
You are such a fucking sap. Do you realize that? I had no. I was completely moving on to something else in relation to your party, but I heard that the grandma thing. That's fucking irritating. You know, everybody in your town thinks you're such a fucking rollover mush. You're now taking care of all the kids, all the dependent elderly that you think are just so adorable.
But Ken, do you agree that that's rude for them to bring their siblings?
It absolutely is. And Divian in the HeroesTalk.com chat room says, just put it on the invitation. Just denote everything on the invitation. If presents are, you know, expected, if they're not necessary, you put that on there, don't you? You put driving directions on there, don't
but
you?
But what would I put on the invitation?
Don't bring all your fucking shitty kids! Happy birthday, Luke. We're celebrating the birthday of Luke. Don't bring all of your kids. I know that you'd love to be alone for 5 fucking minutes. However, your decision to fuck a lot and have an inordinate amount of kids and relatives that lived long enough to be in your care isn't my problem, and I won't be paying for them. So one kid, person on the invitation. If you get invited to a wedding and it's just addressed to you, you can't assume that you can take a date. So why the fuck can you assume that you can take a whole litter of kids to fucking bounce you or whatever the fuck it is if it says Timmy has been invited to, honestly, what amounts to a shitty birthday party? I mean, as a kid, jumping up and down on a little fucking inflatable balloon could not have been that exciting, Frank.
When I was a kid back in my day, we had my birthday party in my fucking garage, for Christ's sake, with hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. I mean, what was there to do? All you could do was play Cowboys and Indians in your fucking front lawn and then eat some cake that your mom made.
Do you feel that if these individuals bring more than one child, they should bring more than one gift?
Yes! Every kid that goes has to bring a gift. You know what I hate? When people are like, oh, just put them on my gift. And then you get a card with like, happy birthday from Timmy, Josh, Joey, George, so-and-so, Mary. And there's like 50 names on a fucking $10 toy.
That's a good point you brought that up. At what age should somebody no longer be included with their parents' card?
I think driving age. I think it's safe to assume that if you can drive and fill a car up with gas, then, you know what, you should fucking buy a gift.
I remember when I got...
You shouldn't have 12 names on a fucking sweater from Kohl's.
When I got married back in 1995... we invited my first cousins and second cousins. Now, the second cousins were in their, like, 20s, but yet the first cousins were including their kids who were in the 20s with the card. I mean, isn't that awful?
They realize that their children are bastards or just don't care about you, and they felt bad about that. So it's not necessarily the fault of the first cousin. It's the fault of the second cousins. They don't care about you. But the first cousin felt bad enough to put their name. Like, if the first cousin just put, you know, their name, you know, the first cousin's name on the card, it wouldn't have been bad. You wouldn't give a shit if the second cousin didn't give you something. You would take it out on them. But now you're taking it out on the wrong person.
Well, what happened was, I remember, and those cousins who did give their own card, and they came with another person, like a date, they gave a gift as though they were just one person. They didn't even give enough to cover the meal.
Oh, well, that's what you're all about then.
You got to cover the meal when you give a wedding gift. You got to cover the meal.
You have to.
You find out how much the meal costs, and you got to cover the meal.
Well, you don't find out what it is. You take a decent guess. I mean, if it's like, you know, appetizers and drinks at a bar because somebody got married at a courthouse, then, you know, you'd assume that the meal's not going to be very much. So anything you give, you know, whatever.
But do you consider that as well, what the meal is going to cost when you make your check, when you write your check for the gift? Do you consider that as well?
There are two factors, the expense of the wedding and the how much you value the friend or relative.
What if you don't value the person, but it's the most extravagant wedding you've gone to?
Well, then you hit your upper bound. I mean, like, if all you could ever give on a wedding is, like, fucking $200, let's say. Let's just say $200. And you know that your meal cost, for some reason, $550. You're not going to, you know, put yourself in the red to fulfill some kind of fucking, you know, wedding budget that you didn't even, you know, care about. You don't care about the person. So why would you put yourself in debt to take care of their fucking wedding?
Would you not go to an event simply because you didn't have enough money for the gift?
Yeah, I probably would do that. I mean, if I didn't have enough money to cover what I thought would be an appropriate gift, I would give what I could, and then I would decline my invitation.
If you're invited to a wedding and you decide not to go and you still send a gift, does the monetary gift have to be as high as it was if you did go to the wedding?
No, I don't think so. You're basically giving what, you know, that is just the one variable, how much you value the person.
Right.
You take out the meal and shit. Because I didn't dance. I didn't have the fucking, fake blow-up instruments.
You don't dance at weddings, is that correct?
Oh, I do. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with Germfreak. Who's this?
Yeah, it's VA Messenger. What's up?
VA Messenger, how
what's
you doing?
What's up, VA? Hey, what's up, Wes? A lot of people don't know this about Wes. He's originally from Tennessee, but now he lives in Virginia.
And he has a disgusting beard, which probably has gum and fucking wood chips in it. How are you, Wes?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Jim. You're talking about wedding gifts, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I never give wedding gifts.
You never give wedding gifts? Do you never get invited to weddings?
No, I get invited to a lot of weddings.
And you go.
But these are the type of weddings where people are blowing on fucking jugs, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Typically, your
wedding, the people are barefoot.
Frank, apparently you don't have to give gifts when the bride and groom are siblings. Jesus Christ, it's not that fucking funny.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, laugh it up.
So why don't you give gifts?
If I'm taking my time out to go to your wedding, you should appreciate that.
Oh, you're not that electric of a personality that your fucking presence warrants no gift. In fact, if you're there, you should pay extra. You should cover somebody else's gift, because now they have to clean up dirt footprints on the dance floor.
Has this ever been, I mean, has anybody ever said to you, you know, has mentioned to you, you know, you didn't give a gift? Has anybody ever brought it up to you?
No, never.
You don't feel awkward eating this person's meal and having a good time
and
not giving a gift?
Why would you bring it up with him? I mean, you're never going to talk to him again at this point. You've invited him to your wedding, and now it's to the point where you never want to talk to the guy again. Now, you see him arrive at your wedding with a ZZ Top beard and fucking ski bum red face.
Ken, if you invited Wes to your wedding, right, and he did not give you a gift, would you be a little pissed off at him?
Sorry. Continue, Wes, please.
Okay. I went to, my best friend got married. I'm in Virginia. He's in Tennessee. Went and got married. I had to pay $200 for two nights in a hotel room, go to the wedding. I was actually in the wedding, had to pay for the tux and everything, and... Should I pay for a gift then?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I understand Wes's point. I understand Wes's point. But Wes, what about a situation where you're not in the wedding and the wedding is down the street from you? Will you give a gift?
I mean, you said you've been to a number of weddings. Obviously, you haven't been in every one. So, I mean, that kind of argument goes away in that case.
Not really.
No.
Because you're inviting me. You want my presence there.
No, we requested it, actually. We requested it. We don't necessarily care if you come. It's a courtesy to you. A soon-to-be former friend.
If you send me a wedding invitation, am I supposed to give you a gift if I don't go?
No. You know, I wouldn't expect that. Most people do because, you know, most people, you know, I don't know, they have maybe scruples or something. I don't know. People maybe give a shit about the people that are inviting them, but...
Wes, is this how you were brought? I mean, did your family practice the same routine as well, or no?
No, I grew up rich. I'm just a cheap bastard.
I mean, Wes, typically, you know, in the weddings that you've been invited to, you got to cover the cost of the jug band,
the shotgun preacher. I mean, there's a lot of costs involved. You need to pay your dues.
There's lots of costs. And yes, I've never been to a shotgun wedding or anything like that. But no, I just forget. You have a year to give a gift, and I usually forget.
Is that correct?
Yes, you have a year to give a gift.
Who
That's the
fuck says that?
I never knew that.
I knew they had a year to give a thank. They had a year to send out thank you cards, but I didn't know that we had a year to give a gift.
If honestly, I would feel like a complete scumbag if I actually lived by that. If I went to a wedding and I'm like, oh, it's almost your anniversary, guys. Yeah, we're gonna go to Cancun. Oh, okay. That means I have a couple more days to get you that gift. That feels a little bit scummy.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Now, do you give, say someone invites you, I had a friend of mine who got married on a cruise.
Yeah.
And expected the people that came on the cruise to spend $600 to $800 to go for the cruise for the week.
Sure.
Should they give a gift?
I mean, maybe not. I mean, but, you know, I would, you know, save to give a gift. But if the person, you know, insisted, you know, you're paying a lot, blah, 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 don't give a gift, I'd give maybe a lesser gift. You have to, you know, consider that even though the odds are against you when you're getting married, this should really be it's intended to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So if you're friends with the person, you know, you want to do something nice for them.
Wes, what kind of tipper are you when you go to a restaurant?
20-30%.
See, that's odd. You will tip a lot, but, yeah. I don't know.
Here we go. Steve the LARPer says that...
I go to a bar every day. So yeah, I tip 20%.
Steve the LARPer is pointing out that wedding etiquette states that guests have up to 1 year after the wedding to send a gift, which is generally accepted. I mean, I guess it is nice to know. I mean, I don't follow, you know, and search for blogs that dictate wedding etiquette. I just know that, it would kind of feel a little fucked up if... you know, I had to be shaken down for a wedding gift for like 365 days.
All right, okay. Let me ask you this. So now, if say you go to a wedding, you don't give a gift in a year. Say the couple breaks up within 2 years.
You have to prorate the gift. You have to give them a portion of the gift.
Well, but look, say you had given them a gift. You know, say you gave them a $200 gift. Should you get that money back?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't Indian give. Are you part fucking Cherokee? What are you trying to get your money back for?
But I gave them a gift.
Go ahead.
I gave them a gift saying that, okay, here's your marriage bond for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
and
but you didn't
break up
fucking...
2 years? 3 years?
You didn't sign some fucking contract, okay, so you could get the money back and buy a fucking PSP or whatever.
I had a cousin who got engaged and she had an engagement party. And they broke the engagement, and she did send the gifts back.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that's good.
But I wouldn't expect it back. The minute I give a gift, I'm pretty much assuming...
But the thought would cross your mind, wouldn't it, Ken?
No, I mean, I might have thought of that, but, you know, I know going into giving a gift that I can write it off completely. I give a gift, I am not expecting anything in return. I don't want anything in return. I've given this because, you know, I feel this person is worthy of that. These people are worthy of this. This couple that's getting married that may break up tomorrow is worthy of this, and they get that. And that's it. You know, again, if they get married the next time, if he's at another wedding, yeah, you know, maybe you don't get a fucking gift that time. You got one the first time. Fuck you.
So it's a one and done for you.
Yeah, second and third marriages don't get a fucking gift. Sorry.
You know what? I would punch somebody in the face if I got married a second time or a third time.
Oh, so you would accept the invitation and then assault the groom. That's a great thing to know.
No, I would go to the wedding and drink all their booze, and then as I'm leaving, go, good luck.
Wes, when you go to these weddings and there's an open bar, do you tip the bartender?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you have to.
So you'll tip the guy that's going to get you fucking wasted, but you don't give any money to the friends that are throwing the affair.
Yes, I always tip the bartender. You have to tip the bartender, always.
Okay, now, Wes, let me ask you this. What happens if it's a cash bar? What's your... Since you're not giving a gift, are you entitled to some kind of, complaint? Can you complain? Is there anything that you can do to show them that you don't appreciate the fact that it's a cash bar?
Cash bar, I don't go. I don't go. Who cares about that?
But what if you don't know? I mean, like, they don't typically put that on there. I mean, you know, they may, they may, but not always.
Yeah, most of the friends that I have, here's a perfect example. My sister got married. And, of course, you know, the brother-in-law's parents are in charge of the rehearsal dinner. And they wanted to do a cash liquor bar, but wine and beers are free. And my parents were really upset about this because they're paying for the whole wedding.
Okay.
And, but they did the cash bar, you know, for the liquor and all that stuff. But I guarantee you that my parents and my parents' friends more than paid for, you know, if we wanted a drink, we didn't pay for anything. That's not how it works.
If you're paying
for a wedding, it should be open bar, rehearsal dinner, open bar, wedding. That's it.
I agree.
You should never have a cash bar with any of this stuff.
It should
be a once-in-a-lifetime deal. That's it. Yeah, now, the second wedding, if my sister got divorced...
Yeah, you shouldn't have a second opportunity to stiff him on a gift.
Ken, right. Have you ever been to a wedding where it was open bar, Ken?
Where it was open bar? I mean, pretty much every single one. I mean, there was one... You know, some like kind of informal wedding I went to.
I'm sorry, cash bar.
The beer and wine were free. The hard drinks, you know, were extra or something like that. You know, but either way,
ridiculous.
If it's a complete cash bar with, you know, you pay for every drink that you get, I'm dipping into the envelope. I'm modifying whatever check. I'm taking money out if it's cash.
Now, would you get angered at the bride and groom if there was a cash bar? Would you get angered at them?
No.
I would be pissed at them.
I wouldn't be.
Can I ask a question? I've just recently heard of this whole envelope thing for a wedding. I've never understood this envelope thing for a wedding.
Yeah.
You get the envelope.
What do you bring? A fucking, you know, well, since you don't bring a gift, you have no idea. It's not an actual gift.
No.
You don't show up with a fucking a box with a ribbon on it. You know, civilized people put money into a card, into an envelope, and just throw it into, if you're at an Italian wedding, a fucking birdcage or a pillowcase. Fucking fucking wops. Seriously.
Now, do you know about the dollar dance?
I don't participate in any wedding fucking gimmicks.
We're Catholic.
Okay, well, I'm Christian, I guess. I don't know, but the dollar dance is, you pay a dollar to dance with the new bride.
No. Why would I want to do that?
I've never heard of that.
Why would I want to dance with the new bride?
I've been to one wedding with it. I don't know. It's almost like a lap dance.
I mean, it's bad news. You mean if the bride is attractive, do you really want to do that and make a scene walking away with an erection after your dollar dance?
You know, really,
and if the bride is ugly, you have no incentive to want to even be next to the girl.
Look, you know what's really awkward is when you've actually slept with the bride. And then you're going, oh, I got to pay you a dollar?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
It was free in 05, bitch. Thank you very much.
You're not talking about your sister, are you, Wes?
No, he's not.
Hold on, Sheepy. Fuck you. I haven't slept with my cousin.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Wes. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Wes, for calling in.
Yeah, but weddings are some shit. I have some weddings I have to go to. I think like four. It seems like every four or five years, I'll have like four to seven weddings to go to. I guess it's just the way it goes.
Typically, go to church. Go to the Lax brought this up. Do you go to church usually? Or you skip the church.
It depends.
If it's say like a second cousin or somebody you see once a year, do you go to the church?
If it's family, I will go to the church.
Okay, even if it's somebody you don't see often.
Oh, if I don't see them often, I'm not going to the church. No, not at all. I mean, if it's relatively close, I see them on a regular basis, family friend, I'll go to the church. However, I'll just show up at the reception every other time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, Frank. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and what, Frank?
The place to be.
That was gay.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hey,
hello there, citizens of Pepper Gardens. This is your favorite friend and neighbor, Joe Caramello, and I'm back with another episode of the Neighborhood Watch. You've all been great. I appreciate everything you've been doing. You've been listening. You've been downloading the podcast thing, whatever this is. But let me tell you something. There's a reason I'm living alone, okay? People say you need companionship. They say you need to have something to keep your mind occupied. Now, for some people like you, maybe that's good. That's good for you. You have kids. Fantastic. You have roommates, friends, pals. It's all wonderful. Great. It's great. But don't come to me acting like the thing I need to make my fucking self complete is getting the goddamn dog. Okay? I'm sick and tired of you fucking people acting like I'm some loony old fucking man living by myself like a lost soul. If I was, what concern of it is yours anyway? I mean, Jesus Christ. And if I really was lost and fucking lonely, what kind of asshole are you thinking all my fucking problems in the world are gonna be eliminated by wiping up some fucking shit and piss that spilled out of a fucking Japanese chin? The last time I wiped up anything that spilled out of anything Japanese was when that fuck across the street parked his inefficient oil-dripping Honda on my side of the road. And also his fucking girlfriend, who also has some kind of a nip car, mind you, gets in his fucking car and looks at me with that fucking stink eye. Now, before that, I don't have any memories of wiping down any Jap shit. Because we were told to forget certain things that we did in Korea. And I know you call them Koreans these days, but they're all Japs to me, goddammit. So stop coming at me with some fucking greeting card $10 advice with the idea that I won't break your fucking femur at the suggestion of becoming a dog owner. I hate dogs! I hate them so much that I purposely kept my frag count low when I found out those Korean Japs were eating them. I hate dogs, I hate puppies, I hate animal shelters, and I hate scraping your dog shit off my fucking sidewalk. And I'm also not all that fond of you. So just a reminder, Bingo this week has been canceled because Regina Russo, the lady who organizes the event, had to put her dog down. You know, at least she won't have an excuse for next time. I mean, Regina, if you're listening, hey, I'm really sorry that you chose to cancel Bingo, but at least you're doing something productive. One less shit that you'll forget to pick up. Good day, Pepper Gardens, and thank you for listening.
The DJ New Style Show.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're gonna be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together, post images, play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Check out DJNewStyleShow.com. Download old episodes. Download whatever. We're having a little bit of a technical glitch. We might have to take a quick break. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. The number to call is 316-768-4472. That's the DJ New Style Show. Frank, I hope you had a good break. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You there, buddy?
Yep.
Can you just talk for a while?
Is something happening? Is something wrong? Or
just talk for a while.
Well, listen.
Oh, my God. This is fucking hideous.
What happened?
We're having an issue.
Okay.
We're having some kind of an issue. And it, you know what? It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a bad thing.
Like a third party type of issue or?
You know, some stuff. You know, some technical glitches. It's just a wonderful thing that's going on. As you know, we use Ustream. We use a bunch of stuff. It really isn't even worth mentioning, Frank.
Okay.
I'm just trying to fucking get you to say anything
so that I could fucking fix the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I find myself purposely holding in my excrement.
Can you hold that one?
Yes.
I mean, do you understand anything? Jesus fucking Christ!
Is the problem fixed yet?
No, I'm working on it. For fuck's sake, Frank.
So, did you walk your dog today or what?
Why are you throwing it back to me? Don't you fucking understand that I'm asking you to fucking talk? I'm asking occupy some fucking time.
There's this thing on Facebook. It's called Pick Your Five Favorites.
What's that about?
It's sweeping the nation.
It's sweeping the nation.
Five favorite TV shows, your five favorite albums, your five favorite books, or, you know, TV shows that you've seen every episode of. And
how'd you get into that?
Well, it's on Facebook.com, and you could pick it up there and utilize it that way. And a lot of people are enjoying it, and it seems to be bringing a lot of people together, you know, especially if people have the same things as the other people.
Yeah.
And my favorite TV show, the shows that I've ever seen every episode of, Gilligan's Island, Three's Company, Seinfeld, and a couple other ones I can't remember.
I mean, that's all enthralling and all that. But yes. The thing
I'm just filling up air here.
Believe me, we're fine. We're fine, Frank. Everything's okay. Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief. They can see us, hear us, and it's all good. It's okay, Frank. But you asked me if I walked my dog. I mean, do you really care? You could give a shit less, really.
To be honest with you, I've seen your dog. I've seen photos of your dog. I think there's a slight mental retardation going on there, number one.
Oh, why? Because he doesn't have a permanently erect cock and no teeth like your fucking disheveled animals?
No, your dog is very mangy. The hair is always very knotted. The face is
crooked. It's not knotted, you
fuck. And the eyes are cockeyed.
All right. First of all, Frank, let's not talk about dogs. Let's just not talk about your fucking dogs. Because if you want me to, I'll unload on your fucking animals. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. They always look like they've come out of a fucking sewer. They're fucking hideous. They're terrible animals. And yeah, you'll try to show me, you know,
they're
pictures
old.
Of them when they were young. Sure.
Yeah.
They're
I
old.
Showed you pictures of
they're
Sophie.
Old.
She was pure as a driven snow.
Yeah, well, what do you do with old socks? You throw them the fuck out because they're disgusting. That's what you should do with your dog.
You know,
throw them out Sophie and replace them.
Sophie gave us a scare a few weeks back, and I want to thank God
Why
for
her. Did she start looking like a dog that wasn't disgusting? Was that scary because it's out of the norm?
No. She stopped eating. She was throwing up. She was, lethargic, lazy, and... we had to bring her to the veterinarian. She was there for a few days, and $1,500 later, we have a good Sophie. Sophie's
well, why
back.
Well, why don't they do whatever they did to her to you? Because you're fucking lethargic and awful,
That's
too.
True. That's true.
So you
That's
paid true. You paid $1,500?
$1,500 were the total vet bill. You know, 14 and change, to
be exact.
Do you
know how many Sophies you could probably buy with $1,500?
Well, she costs less than that. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, she absolutely did. Your investment in this fucking dog is just astounding.
I love her. I love her so much.
Oh, how nice.
You know, when I walk past her, as soon as I walk past her, she goes on her back and spreads her legs open because she knows I'm going to rub her taut tummy.
She knows that you're going to slide the tip over the crease before you insert it, just the way Sophie loves it. But not the whole thing, just the tip for right now. Then you take it out. She says, no, don't take it out. And then you put it back in, don't you?
The secret. You
and
know
that's when the dog gets sick and has to go to the vet and you're out $1,500.
You know a dog's belly, like the belly part, there's not as much hair as there is the rest of the body. Are you aware of that?
Frank, can you just do us all a favor and stop asking me if I'm aware of things that everybody's fucking aware of?
All right.
You know pizza? It's bread and they put cheese on the bread with sometimes they have sauce in the... Are you aware of this? Are you aware of the? Are you aware that when you look up, sometimes during
face.
The day it's
this
blue and sometimes
dog
it's white?
Fuck face, so I didn't know if you knew it.
I've encountered dogs in my life. You don't have to fucking own a dog to know what one looks like. In fact, I think that's required before you get a dog.
All right, let me ask you this and be honest with me. Did you know that there were actually blood vessels in the dog's toenails? Did you know that?
Yes, it's called the Quick. I knew that before I had a fucking dog because I've seen the commercial for the little fucking belt sander that they sell. the little miniaturized belt sander to protect your dog from bleeding out through its fucking toe. What a just fucking let the vet trim the nails. Who cares? These people that decide they have to do everything for the fucking dog. You know, whatever. Just fucking let somebody do it. I'll brush the dog. I'll fucking walk the dog. Cut his fucking nails. And I do walk the dog every day. Twice, Frank. Twice. About, a mile each time. And I have to watch sometimes because there's other dogs. People are inconsiderate. They have their fucking dogs running around with, you know, no fence, no leash, nothing. Just a fucking... I had to stare down I have to stare down a basset hound every fucking day. Don't you fucking come over here.
They're known for attacking those basset hounds.
But they're bigger than my fucking little fucking cockapoo or whatever the fucking dog is.
Are you ever going to get used to saying that name?
No, I hate it. I hate
so
it.
So you admit it.
Love the dog, hate the name of the breed. Hate the name of the breed. So now, Frank, when I walk the dog, I've taken to carrying a stick with me.
Wow.
Just in case a fucking German Shepherd or, some bigger dog comes, starts coming at me. I'll fucking take that thing out. I'll break its fucking spine before it even gets to me.
Now, is this like a... Do you get a fresh stick every time, or is the same stick you
No,
utilize?
It's like a bat. It's a club. I just take the fucking thing out, and anything comes at me. I don't care what it is. Anything comes at me, I'm breaking its spine. Absolutely.
No questions asked.
No, I mean, the thing fucking lunged at me. But this kind of raises a question, Frank. I mean, it's logical to do this, because you don't want to get attacked. But if you get a neighbor's dog lunges at you, you use your club on its spine, and you split it in half and kill it, are you obligated to go knock on the neighbor's door and say, "Hey, how are you? Yeah, I know we don't really talk, but I just killed your dog."
No, I would just leave it there. You
leave it there.
It would, dude. It's the same situation where if you hit a parked car, do you say something to the owner or do you take off?
But, I mean, people, like, your dogs are a part of your family, right?
Damn straight they are.
Not as high-ranking as all of your kids, maybe some, no. But they're up there.
But you know what I used to say to my wife before we had kids?
Yeah.
We had the dogs before we had the kids, and I used to say to my wife, why are we even having kids if we have dogs?
Oh, my God. You legitimately believe that, or is that something you said?
You know what? I just felt as though they were that much... They were that much like our children. I said, oh, why are we having kids if we already have dogs?
Putting them in fucking sweaters and little bows in their hair.
Well, you know I had booties for my dogs.
No, you don't.
I swear on my father's grave I had dog booties. I purchased dog booties.
Why?
Because I didn't want Marvin's feet to touch the ground.
Steve the LARPer saying that Frank is a homo. Goatweed's checking in saying, so fucking gay.
Hey, whatever, man.
Wow.
I didn't want his paws touching the ground, so I bought little dog booties for him.
So like that's going to keep them pure. You think that's going to really keep them contaminated, contamination-free when you're walking them around the whole neighborhood?
I don't walk them around the neighborhood, my friend.
Well, what do you do? They have to shit somewhere.
My dogs do not know how to walk on a leash. Are you aware of that? They don't know how to walk on a leash. If I put a leash on my dog, I'm dragging it. It's just being dragged.
So I've seen that you let them out. You go, outside, outside, outside,
yeah, yeah.
Outside,
yeah,
outside. You say it 15 times, and then the dog eventually realizes that, okay, right. You said it's 15 times, I got to go outside now.
Outside, outside, outside. When I say outside, it means, no, listen. When I say outside, I'm asking them if they want to go outside. Outside, outside, outside. And if Marvin runs to the doors, then that means he doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah. Okay, so the dog goes outside, and that's where it shits and pisses, right?
I have a backyard. It's fenced, and that's where
it's fenced in.
It does it in its usual. It's like a certain area that it does it in, and every day I will pick up the shit.
And so that's so it doesn't get contaminated or exposed to the outside world.
Let me tell you something, New Style. A lot of times, you ever run over an animal, an already dead animal, like a raccoon or something, Okay. Now, you got to realize that you're running over that with your tires, so now you're having that contamination on your tires, okay?
All right.
Now you're having the contamination on the street. So if you walk your dog and you have to walk on the street, there's a possibility that that dead animal's particles would get in the body.
Sure, okay. I understand, dog. Frank, I understand that you're a complete lunatic. And I think everybody listening understands that you're a complete lunatic and it's just a lost cause for you, that the outside world is bad. But you've created a clean area of your lawn, I guess, by fencing in some grass. And that's okay. The dogs can go out there, but they can't go on a sidewalk.
Right, because the only people who utilize my backyard are people I know.
How tall is the fence, if I may ask?
I guess it's 4 or 5 feet, maybe.
Let's say, since it's 4 or 5 feet and a human can reach over, let's say a neighborhood vandal decided to throw 2 or 3 nutted-in condoms into your yard. You let your dog out by saying, outside, 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 and it comes back in and it's chomping on this fucking condom and it's got who knows whose jizz all over its little fucking disgusting permanently brown beard. Do you throw the dog out at this point? You failed. How do you react? You see, a dog has a fucking nutted-in Trojan or even worse yet, a Ramses condom in its mouth. How do you react, Frank?
If that happened to me, in all honesty, I'd probably take the – I'd put my rubber latex gloves on. I would take the dog. I'd probably –
Would it become a permanently outside dog?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know about – what I would do is I would first maybe dunk its head in some bleach or something like that. And then I would have to bring it to a veterinarian, get its, all the rest of its teeth pulled. And then have them do a steam cleaning of its gums.
It's fucking horrible, Frank. I would just say, by the way, someone in the Heroes Talk room is saying, don't bleach your dog. Oh, okay. After I was going to bleach my dog, I was going to put him in a bathtub with a toaster. I thought that was the best way to purify its fur.
Let me ask you, any sane person
knows that you don't soak a fucking dog's head in bleach. You're an idiot.
I'd cover his eyes.
Doesn't matter.
I put tape on his eyes or something.
Tape. Yeah, that's going to really do the job.
How do you think they bleach up somebody's hair? They put bleach on it. They bleach you. You know, you bleach people. When women get their hair bleached, that's what they do. They put the bleach on it.
Sure.
Same difference.
But Frank, the thing is, your dog has permanently brown stains just from eating food. I mean, the food is there forever. It's just brown filth.
Well,
it looks like a fucking
disgusting.
It's very
crusty.
And you've sniffed it.
Sometimes I sniff it. It smells like root beer.
You know what else? You know what they engineered latex to smell like?
What?
Root beer. Think about that. They don't always have to bring the condoms in, is what I'm saying, Frank. Sometimes they just nibble on it a bit and leave it in the backyard for later. For the next time you say, outside, 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 outside. How's it go?
I cleated. Outside, 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 outside.
You're a terrible person. You really
are. I love my dogs more than anything, man.
Yeah. I know you do. But I think there's something else that you like more than anything, Frank. As much as you're afraid of germs and all this other stuff, I have to believe that even you, can enjoy the release of just shitting. Admit this.
I think the release of moving your bowels is very equivalent to an orgasm. Would you not disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say, you know, having a gigantic shit is akin to, you know, blowing your load. I think that may be why people are, you know, okay with being, you know, fucked in the ass. I'm not into that. You apparently are now because you're saying that, you know, it feels the same to you.
No,
so
no, you
why
see,
not?
When you get fucked in the ass, something's going inside of you, I'm expelling it on the outside.
Oh, so your asshole doesn't stretch open more than it should when you shit?
I never looked. I don't know. But let me tell you this.
If it stayed closed, you wouldn't be shitting. You fucking
don't. What I find myself doing, okay? I find myself getting the urge to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I hold it. I hold it and hold it so that when I eventually release it, it'll feel better. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I kind of understand what you're saying. I don't necessarily... I do the same thing, but not to feel better. To have maybe more of an impressive showing. I mean, I don't know. I feel a sense of accomplishment when I see a huge dump in the bowl. I think a lot of people do, and people are ashamed to admit it. For example, I've kept a blog for the last 3 months. Granted, I've missed a few days. duties.tumblr.com, which documents my every 09 shit that I've taken, minus two or three. But the thing is, you do have a sense of accomplishment when you look down and you see, holy fuck, where's the Indian guy with the flute and the turban to raise this thing out of the bowl? It's fucking gigantic.
That's where I'm different. What it looks like is irrelevant to me. I could care less. It's just about just the feeling of.
Oh boy.
What?
Oh boy. No, go continue. Go ahead.
It's just the feeling of letting it go. I mean, it's. I will dare to say that sometimes I make noises.
You make noises.
I'll go, oh, like that, which is equivalent to some of the noises that are made during orgasms.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting. Frank.
Dude, you got to fucking admit that's a little gay.
You are you enjoy ass play is what you're fucking bringing to the show right now. You're telling everybody that you enjoy ass play.
I don't enjoy inputting things. I enjoy expelling things. Also, sometimes if I have to go to the bathroom really bad, I will stop in midstream. Do you ever do that?
When you do what?
Sometimes if you have to urinate really bad, you will. You ever purposely stop?
I'm gonna say piss feels closer to when you have to piss and you're holding. That feels close to an orgasm. It can be. It's not as good, obviously, it would just be easy to hold your piss, but there is just a tremendous pressure lifted off of you. But I don't know that you could say the same thing about the ace.
Well, you're right. I mean, same thing with the urine.
I mean, there's a notion of shit pride. The pride of what you've produced. That's shit pride. You feel the accomplishment that you've created. You've expelled this gigantic pile of waste. There's no such thing as piss pride. I mean, all you can really see. Despite an impressive color or like the high pressure as the piss comes out, or even volume of piss. Like if you piss for a very long time, I mean, you can't really express how proud you are of just something that dissipates into clear water again.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but you love to hold the piss and just until the point of pain?
I don't do it often. I've done it, but sometimes it will burn if you do that. It burns.
Because the rush of piss coming out of you is so fucking just like it's like a white water rapid coming out of you. It's just tearing the inside of your dick.
Right.
It's actually killing you. When it starts to burn, it's actually on its way to killing you.
I'm gonna ask you once. I'm gonna ask you again. Have you ever purposely stopped your urine stream?
Yeah, I have. I have stopped my urine stream to, I guess, maybe have a loud sound. Just for whatever reason.
All right.
See, release of waste, whether it's gas, shit, or piss, can be enjoyable. But I wouldn't go so far as to call it sexual.
Right.
For those who can do it, Frank, is that what you're saying? Are you implying that there are people that cannot do this?
Well,
what if Frank, for example, what if you were unable to shit? You eat whatever food you can find, but you were like this little boy in Ethiopia. His name is Tariktu, and he was born without an anus. He has no anal opening, and he has to have a colostomy bag. And he is also now the fifth host of the What Show. I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm sorry. Headset. But no, there's a kid in Africa, Ethiopia, that they discovered that was born with no anus. And he kind of looks like James Brown a little bit.
I don't think it's so. I wish Pat was around, but I don't know. Is a colostomy bag that bad, Ken? Is it that bad?
It's pretty fucking bad.
Your asshole's always clean. You never have to suffer from anal itch or anal fissures.
I guess. Well, I mean, I don't know, Frank. Are you contemplating the pros of having a fucking colostomy bag?
There's got to be some pros in having it. There's got to be.
Well, what could you imagine as a pro?
Obviously, the saving of the toilet paper, number one.
Okay, so you don't have to buy fucking Charmin.
Right. It saves you time in the morning.
Fuck Mr. Whipple. You don't need his fucking squeezable Charmin.
Saves you time in the morning. You could take a dump wherever the fuck you want to, in your car, in church, at the office, wherever the fuck you want to, you can go.
Yeah, but I can do that already. I mean, that's the, you know.
But you could still sit in your office chair and not get up.
I like getting up. I like getting out to the bathroom, sitting down, reading a magazine. You can't just sit in your office chair and read a fucking magazine and your boss comes in and goes, what are you doing? I'm taking a shit. I'm reading Newsweek. A little privacy. You can't do that. I don't know, Frank. I don't think there's too many fucking pros with having a colostomy bag. I mean, you have to have an open... You have to have an open wound. You have an open wound.
What about having a colostomy bag for a dog? Wouldn't that be
sign me up instantly. I'd put saddlebags on Teddy fucking, you know, without even thinking about it. If I could just take a bag off the dog, dump it wherever I have to dump it, kitchen sink, bathroom sink, toilet, neighbor's yard, I'll just do that. I mean, actually, what do you do with a dog? You take his shit and put it in a bag anyway. Cut out the middleman and put a bag on the dog.
Exactly!
Put a bag on the dog! I'm with you on this, Frank.
Thank you.
Absolutely with you. Just
finally
treat him like a little fucking Mexican burro. Burro, whatever the fuck they say. A donkey. Burro. Eat shit. Eat the contents of a bag. But for a human, it's gotta be terrible.
This is I want to digress for a second. This is totally off topic. But you know when you say donkey, that guy Gordon Ramsay, sometimes he'll call the chefs donkeys. You're donkey!
You know why? He fucked up the peas! And this is just a travesty! You call these fucking peas!
You're donkey!
Hate Gordon Ramsay. Fuck him.
He means to say jackass, but instead he's saying donkey. You donkey!
Yeah, well, you know what, Frank? Peas and fucking vegetables and sides and all that shit, it's not that fucking important that you need to yell and bicker and fucking lose your top. Oh, the zucchini's too thin! Fuck you. I hate watching cooking shows. You love this? You like watching that shit?
I enjoy the show. I enjoy the show. It's on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. on Fox, Eastern Standard Time.
I don't know, Frank. I like to watch, you know, if I'm going to watch anything, I'm going to be watching pornography. I don't even watch TV anymore.
The pornography, don't you?
I do, but I have to say, I mean, I'm losing some faith in some of my go-to sites. It's a wonderful thing that in 2009 you can go to any site pretty much and just see full-length movies for free. You don't have to do anything wrong. But now, Tube8 was really coming out. It was really being a good site until on their front page where you see the most recent clips, there's like 7 tranny videos. There's like fucking 7 shemale videos, and they're not adequately labeled all the time. I saw one video which had Belladonna and a shemale apparently named Vanity in this. Now, Frank, let me ask you something. I need to kind of set this a little bit. It's an important question, Frank. When it comes to woman on shemale pornography, I ask you,
is it gay?
Is it gay if you watch a woman getting fucked by a shemale?
Now, when you say shemale, you mean a male guy who's in the midst of pre-op transsexual and has breasts. Is that what you're saying?
It's a guy that looks relatively feminine, but has a dick.
Okay.
And is able to use the dick.
316-768-4472.
You're on the DJ News Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Oh, this is Foundry Music Jeff.
Foundry Music Jeff of The What Show. Check out thewhatshow.com. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I'd like to participate in this episode of the Is It Gay segment. It's all right with you.
That's fine. This isn't necessarily a... it was just a one-time thing. But, Jeff, what do you think of this?
Can I just put my 2 cents in before Jeffrey talks, please?
Oh, okay, put your fucking 2 cents in, Frank. Let's hear it.
Do you think it's gay to watch a guy and a girl have sex? No.
I don't think it is.
So essentially, you're watching a guy and a girl have sex, but the guy happens to have breasts.
So you couldn't wait until fucking Jeff talked? You couldn't wait until he spoke to fucking say that? You fucking dickhead. You cut his fucking intro to fucking say what, you know, amounts to that.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
Don't call him Jeffrey. He just said you sound like his mom. Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ken. I didn't realize this wasn't a full segment. I apologize.
No, it's not a full segment.
Copyright FM Jeff 2009. Thank you.
Okay, but the thing is...
Copyright FM Jeff 2009. Thank you.
Okay, don't steal his copyrights. Now, Jeff, when it comes to a woman being fucked by a she-male, is that a gay thing to follow through with and watch?
Yes.
You think it is? Now why do you think it is?
Because she-males are gay.
She-males are gay. So basically it's a dude fucking a woman, which is what Frank just said. He couldn't fucking wait. He had to hop off his chair and just fucking say that and get that out there. But that's what it is.
I think once you commit to changing your hormones, growing breasts, and putting on makeup, you pretty much abandon all masculinity.
I understand what you're saying, Jeffrey.
So if he has no more masculinity, then it's just a woman being fucked by another woman, so you're calling lesbian porno gay.
No, because it's a real woman.
I don't know. I think it's a...
Is it gay in that there's two women being gay, or just gay as in, like, you call someone gay for being gay?
Like, a straight man that would watch this would basically be gay in our eyes.
Watching two women, no.
No, two women, absolutely not. But now a she-male fucking another woman. It's just a dick and a vagina, basically. It just happens that the guy, the person with the dick, has tits and poor parents. I don't know.
I think the standard is if you were to have sex with the she-male, would it be gay? And
okay.
The answer is yes.
So that's the standard. If you involve yourself with a she-male, I agree that that's gay. But I don't know that it's so gay to watch a she-male fuck another woman. But
right.
Jeff, in this video clip, there is a part of the video where Belladonna puts a strap on and fucks the she-male in the ass. Now, is that gay?
Yeah.
That is gay. Frank, what do you think about that?
Well, I've always said entering anything in your anus is gay for a man, so I have no problem admitting that.
Yeah,
no,
I think that. I think that's a little gay. That's a little problematic.
What if a girl fingers you?
I think if you get any gratification of having something enter your anus, whether it's a girl doing it or a guy doing it, it's gay.
Oh, okay. So you've never deep itched your ass through one of the many episodes you've described on the DJ Newstyle show where you've had a deep rectal itch. You've never inserted a finger to scratch.
I wish to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
Ah, so you're a homosexual by your own definition, which you've failed to even explore.
I don't do it for sexual pleasure. That's the difference. It's not sexual pleasure. I'm not getting any type of sexual gratification out of it. There's a difference, my friend. There's a difference.
You're getting relief, which you've already compared relief
down
there.
I'm getting relief, but it's not sexual relief.
You've compared anal relief to orgasms.
Frank, I don't think exploring alternative, you know, sexual foreplay with your significant other, in my case a woman, is necessarily gay. My wife will on occasion stick a finger or two in my ass crack, and you know, it feels good, and I don't necessarily consider it a homosexual act.
I don't know. I mean, what goes on between
Jeff,
a man
look you the same way anymore
what goes on between a man and a woman, I don't know if it necessarily is gay. As long if the woman starts using outside tools to play with your ace, like, I don't know.
Frank, you've never had a woman lick your ass?
Yeah, Frank, have you ever had a woman lick your ass?
Never, and I would forbade any woman to do that.
What if you found out
having a woman do that to a man is nothing but shameful and humiliating for the woman?
What if you found out? Let's say you and Donna get drunk, and she blurts out that at one point she had tongued a dude's ass.
I'd call it the lawyer right now.
You would divorce her for this?
Yes.
Wow. On what grounds?
Could you kiss a woman who you know's mouth was in a guy's anus?
Right after? No. Yeah. Right after? No. you know, maybe a few years removed, I don't think there's a fucking issue. I mean, I don't necessarily like eggplant parmesan, but I'm still going to kiss a fucking woman that has eaten it, you know, in 1987. It doesn't fucking matter. Time, you know, cleans most things. You're a dope, Frank.
There's nothing gay if it's between a man and a woman. If it's between a woman and a woman dressed and a man dressed like a woman, that's definitely gay.
Yeah. Okay. So I was weirded out by this, and I immediately found value in the link in sending it to Frank, since it didn't have shemale in the title or in the link. It was just the link to a Belladonna video. I'm like, oh, Frank, check this out. And he's like, the woman that's not the same. The woman has a penis. But you watched the entire thing, didn't you, Frank?
Ken, do you feel gay if there's a guy who you thought was a woman, turns out to be a man, and you found the person attractive as a woman? Do you feel gay once you realize the truth?
No, I really don't. And this was like a thing to do on like styleproject.com in like 99. They would have like photo galleries and it would be like a marginally looking, you know, marginally attractive woman or whatever. And you're looking at it like, oh, okay, yeah, she's all right. And you look at the next picture and you want to see the next thing because she's, you know, starting to get undressed. And then eventually, you know, you just skip to the last picture and, oh, okay, this was a dude the whole time. Should you fault yourself for, you know, being attracted to what was a woman? What you thought was a woman? I don't think so. That's a heterosexual thought.
I mean, Jeff, your thoughts on this?
If the thing is, if you go to that last picture and you're like, now we're talking, bitch! Now we're talking! let's see how he gets that one up! That's a little bit gay.
I think it's the goal of every transsexual to do the best they can to dupe, you know, a heterosexual male, because that's their intention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's like the underlying motive. What's that?
Tilt never did that.
Well, I don't know Tilt's, you know, life story or desires or anything. I know him as somebody that helps us out. He listens to the show. He's a good person. I don't know if he's really out there
wrong
to fuck dudes. I what do I know? But the thing is, I don't even really think of him as like a tranny. I don't know. I really don't. The thing
he's
about,
the only he's the only tranny you know. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have officially spoken to a tranny. I guess I have. I don't know, and so have you.
I've got a question that's always bugging me. Like, you're more preoccupied with homosexuality than I think 90% of the people that I know. And I've always wondered, like, if you found out a close friend of yours was gay, like close friend, would you still be able to be friends with them?
Absolutely.
Okay, now what about Absolutely. This? You said you just took your dog to the vet.
Yep.
Usually you go to the vet, people have their dogs there. You know, people talk, they, you know, they see each other's dogs. What if some guy comes over, pets Sophie, blah, 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 and then does the little dog face kissy thing, and fucking now the dog's tongue is all over the person's lips, and then out comes the dude's boyfriend, and then they tongue kiss and walk out with their little fucking purse dog. Are you going to think differently about your dog's mouth now? Because there may be semen on it.
Right.
Semen residue all over your
but
dog's
there could be
beard.
There could be semen if he's licking a girl's face as well. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. So now, do you think twice about letting your dog meet people?
Oh, absolutely. This is what bothered me. The veterinarian said that Sophie was licking everybody's hand. And that kind of bothered me a little bit because, you know, Sophie, the only tongue Sophie's ever tongued is my own hand. And my own mouth. And now all of a
sudden,
because
I think Frank is lying through his teeth. I think if, you know, it's nice to say because, you know, this is in front of a large group of people and, you know, he doesn't want to appear to be a homophobe. But I think if he was friends with a guy, good friend, and they were alone together and the guy said something to the effect of, hey, you want to go grab a bite to eat and then maybe a movie.
And then go see an AC/DC concert, and then go get New York's best burger.
I have no – no, Jeff, it's a guy's – I have no – the problem I had was back when it was thought that the only people who had a certain disease were gay. This is going back in the early 80s when it used to be called gay-related immune deficiency. But now I realize that that's not the case. So I guess I was more afraid than I was of anything. But I'm not so yeah. – I'm not anymore, and I welcome anybody – I'd be friends with anybody
who would. So you wouldn't care if, like, say you're at, I don't know, let me pull a restaurant out of my hat here, Chipotle, with a man who was infamous in the community for being the biggest flamer on the planet, and you were sitting down and enjoying a meal with him, and people were walking by and they were staring at you. You wouldn't feel the least bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, I would feel uncomfortable, sure, because you're in a situation where... all right.
Well, now, what about this, though, as far as uncomfortability goes? You're at Chipotle, using Jeff's example, and all the while the guy's putting the black beans on the tortilla, he's just talking about how much he loves cock. I can't wait to put these black beans down so I can listen
to... Or maybe he's just taking the whole burrito in his mouth, like, right...
Jeffrey,
He's testing the size of the burrito by deep-throating. It's, oh, that's a good one. Okay, that'll be 865.
Jeffrey, have you ever had any homosexual friends?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were to go to dinner with that person, would you feel awkward?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm the same
not,
way.
Not everybody's hung up on it, Frank. You seem to be, but maybe that's, as you said, maybe it's from your past. Jeff, Friday night, 10:30, The What Show. They can go to thewhatshow.com. What can they expect to hear and find at thewhatshow.com?
Absolutely nothing entertaining.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why are you so hard on yourself, Jeff?
Well, I have one question, and I was thinking about this. I was driving through Chelsea the other day on the way to my friend, and, you know, there were guys all over the street, and you know how, like, gay people have that, like, that they gesticulate in a gay way? You know, like the curvature of their hands and the way they stand.
Yeah.
You know,
very feminine movements.
Like, common amongst all of them. And a thought occurred to me, like, because I took anthropology in college. Like, you know, if this is like a genetic thing, right? And you know, and all gays have sort of that lisp and a high pitched voice and the femininity. Like how in nature, like why would nature evolve homosexuals? Like. For like the survival of the species. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Pretty much because...
Like what purpose? Like, you know, it's like flies serve a purpose, and you know, every organism on this planet serves a purpose. Like, what do you think, like, homosexuality serves in nature?
Population control.
Yeah, I guess so. Same with, you know, the diseases that, as Frank said, were in those circles. I don't know. But the thing is, I don't like to really necessarily think too hard about why somebody decides to sound sassy for the rest of their fucking life.
Yeah.
I just don't really care.
I just want to say something about Jeffrey before we end the call. Jeffrey, a lot of people don't know this, is a stand-up comedian as well. He's been in a lot of... open mics, and he has some pretty funny stuff, and I would like to urge Jeffrey to go back on the road and do some more shows like that.
I'd love to see it.
Thank you, Frank.
I would definitely like to see that. So, thewhatshow.com, Friday nights, 10:30 to 1:30 in the a.m., East Coast time.
Now, Jeff, tell me about why the odd time? Why 1:30 in the goddamn morning? Where do you get these times from?
That's from the end, Frank.
Pardon me?
That's when we end. That's when we begin. We begin at 10:30.
Frank,
well,
is just,
why'd you pick 10:30?
Well, I'm sorry, Frank, that he's not going by a fucking Milton Berle's schedule from when you were a fucking kid. He picked 10:30 to 1:30. Whatever. Get over it. You can download the show, listen whenever the fuck you want. Go to the What Show, Frank. After the show's over, go to thewhatshow.com, download their shows, and guess what? You can listen to it at fucking 7 p.m. while you're eating your fucking TV dinner and jerking yourself off because the Chinese man that brought your fucking lo mein decided, nobody's answering, I'm going home. Jeff, thank you for calling the show. I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, DJ Newstyle. Best show on the internet.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Best show on the internet. How can we say that when Rorschach was on tonight? Anyway, Frank, I don't know. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. It's the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Hey, this is Keith from Best in Show Radio. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night at 8 p.m. here on hearustalk.com.
So I was thinking of a funny story yesterday of what happened. I was sitting on a bus once about a year ago.
Touching?
And, I'm in these single seats, right? The single seats, and I'm sitting there. I have this bag, this backpack, and it had like these tassel things on it that I never bothered taking off when somebody gave me the bag because it's almost like hair, like horse hair or something. It feels like.
I'm gonna go so far as to say creepiest bag ever.
Okay, well, yeah, it was pretty creepy, but it was attached to the zipper. But like, I didn't bother ever taking it off because it was a pain in the ass. So I'm just sitting there playing with it. And anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm like daydreaming, staring out the window, and I'm sitting there like whittling this tassel hair on my fingers, and I keep going back to it, and then all of a sudden it feels like a lot. And I'm thinking, like, what is this? What's going on right here? And I look down, and there's this girl sitting in front of me with long hair that's hanging over the back of the bar. And I'm just sitting here playing with the bottom of her hair.
Is there anything in the world better than being a young lady who gets on a bus than the creepy fat bald dude behind you playing with your hair? What's better than that?
Just hearing sniffing sounds from the back.
She was a young Asian girl, so apparently young Asian girls get their hair played with a lot on the bus.
Yeah, she wanted that seat that bad, right? That's what she got.
Yeah, she ran in, she got that seat, and all you gotta get your hair played with.
Check out Best in Show Radio every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the DJ New Style Show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on hearustalk.com or in the Pal Talk Hear Us Talk Radio chat room. Best in Show Radio is proud to be part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network.
The DJ New Style Show.
This past weekend, I did something I've never done. I went to the last drive-in in New Jersey, in Vineland. It's the Delcy Drive-In. It was a double feature. They do two movies for $8, and it was Get Smart and You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Well, those are two
just blockbusters.
I mean, they are two blockbusters.
They are, and they're completely horrible. Well, Get Smart wasn't bad. I'm getting a little sick of Steve Carell, though. Getting a little tired of him. He's the same guy every fucking thing he does. We get it. You're hapless. You're completely hapless and just so sure of yourself at the same time.
That's a great adjective, is hapless.
Yeah, it is. It's one that should be written in every description of half of this show. There were no radios or whatever that you'd put in your car. It was all done through the FM signal.
And this is the first drive through you've ever gone to.
That's exactly right. The movie sound comes through your car's radio, so you have to keep your car on. We were there through two movies, so halfway into fucking the Zohan or whatever bullshit that fucking was, my girlfriend Amanda's car dies. Fucking dies. We're like, oh, this fucking, the sound went out. Must be some bullshit. After like 5 minutes, we open the door, we still hear sound coming out of the other people's cars. We're like, oh, fuck, your battery's dead. So now I have to go get jumper cables. I'm knocking on fucking doors, hoping I'm not interrupting a moment. Do you have jumper cables? Do you have any jumper cables? Shit, I don't know if I got them. Hold on. Let me look. Nope, don't got them. Had to go to three or four cars. We finally got them. I interrupted somebody watching the movie. I felt horrible.
I would never admit that I had jumper cables, even if I had them.
You're an asshole.
I would never even admit it. One time, somebody needed them, and I knew they were in my back seat, and I fucking hit them underneath the seat because I didn't want to be fucking bothered. I don't want to be bothered. Who the hell wants to go out there and get the fucking grease all over your hands? I'm watching, enjoying my movie. I don't, you know, you're too fucking bad. You fucked up. Don't come to me.
You are a fucking heartless douche.
Well, listen. Also, I do know.
Do you know how to use jumper cables?
I know that there's a positive and a negative. I just don't know what side to put the positive on and what side to put the negative on. And sometimes I'll hit the things together and there's a spark. One time I was in college, somebody's car got stuck and they were like in the middle of the road and they came to my window and they says, "Can you help me push it to the side of the road?" and I rolled down the window and I just hit the gas and sped away. I'm not gonna fucking. I'm gonna get out of my car. I'm more comfortable with the fucking air condition. I'm gonna get out of the fucking car. I got the air condition set perfectly.
Fucking asshole. There's nothing I can say to you except that you're an asshole. Somebody needed you. They were broken down in what I could only picture as a fucking desert. He just fucking slammed the gas in his face.
Yeah, I mean, he came to my, because I was like,
how did he what did he say? What did he say to get this?
No, he knocked down. He says, can you help me? Can you give me a push? Can you give me a push to the side of the road?
Did he give you an excuse?
And I opened the window, like, real concerned. I put the window down. I opened my mouth. I said, and I sped away. Fuck that! I'm not gonna get out of the fucking car! I got my radio on! I can't be bothered! I got my fucking seatbelt in, for Christ's sake!
I like that the first excuse you gave was, I have the air conditioner set perfectly!
Yeah! Absolutely! Then I get out of the car, it's gonna bring the hot air in? Screw that! The hell with that! I can't be bothered!
And you probably had the fans finally in a position, you finally got it right so that you're sitting right, it's hitting you. And he comes down and he needs your help. He didn't even ask me. He wanted you to push it to the side of the road.
I looked at him through the rearview mirror, and he was like, he just waved his hands in disgust as I drove away.
Ah, forget it! Forget it!
The DJ New Style Show. Radio Bronze. Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
Oh, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. You can download some sample clips, just like the one that you heard. Click on sample clips. It's not that difficult. Download every episode that we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. And you know what? Just find something else to do. Go there and make a game of it. Just see what else you can do at DJNewStyleShow.com. Why not? All the kids are doing it. Right, guy, I trust you had a nice break. I hope you took care of yourself.
Fabulous.
Took care of business.
Fabulous.
Did you pee a little bit?
I didn't have to pee, no.
I pissed, and some of the post-piss drizzled down my leg. I put it away too early. And there was some piss left in the penis.
What is your shake method?
My shake method is, you know, as much as I need, and I didn't shake enough. Apparently,
did you wipe it with it?
Apparently,
did you wipe the tip?
You wipe the tip? What are you, gay?
No, because I don't want to have a wet spot in my underwears.
You shake until it doesn't work. Okay, it's obviously not, you know, perfect every time, judging by the feel of piss drizzling down my left leg. But usually you shake until, I don't know why I'm explaining dick techniques to you. You're fucking 40 years old, for Christ's sake. You figure this shit out.
I'm 38, but anyway.
40, whatever. You're ancient. You don't know how to work your dick yet. I'm not gonna fucking help you. Jesus Christ. I'm sick of this. This whole show has become just fucking gay. Right now, the show has just been fucking dedicated to gayness. And I have a little bit more fuel to throw onto that fucking fire, Frank. A little bit more. Something creepy went on. I'm having vision problems. I have a lot of floaters. You may have heard on The Awful Hour, which we air tomorrow night, 9 p.m. They were talking about how, I guess, Veal Chop has floaters in his eyes. And I told him exactly what they were. They're hardened pieces of your vitreous, which is like a gel in your eye. Or vitreous. Whatever. If a fucking ophthalmologist wants to come out here and fucking listen to my show and tell me I'm a fuckhead because I don't know how to pronounce some fucking eye part, eat my fucking balls, okay? Suck my cock. But the thing is, the gel in your eye hardens and it affixes it, to the back of the eye. And so your vision kind of looks like when they use the overhead projector and the clear sheets of paper had like a hair or some dust on it. You'd see the image, but you also see the outline of whatever is obscuring it, the hair, the dust, etc. So that's how my vision is right now. I have fucking floaters just going nuts, like maybe 10 in each eye. It's fucking disgusting. So I go to the doctor and I want to get my eye checked out. So I wait I sign the papers. I go in, and they say they need to dilate my eyes. No big deal. Hasn't been done in a while for me. Check out my eyes. So they put the drops in, and now I have to go and sit back in the waiting area for like 20 minutes or so until the shit starts working. You're familiar with this, right, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Naturally. The thing is, the waiting area is a little bit small and confined. It's shaped in an L, and the corner seat in the L is, you know, the only one that would give me a buffer zone between the people. And I like to sit not immediately next to people. I like to have a seat in between.
You're a bit antisocial in those situations.
I don't want people next to me gabbing. But I also, more importantly than that, don't want to have my legs touching other legs and all that shit. In the corner seat, if I sat there, my legs would have been rubbing next to another dude's legs. Because it was, you know, there was another guy there and he was in the way. So I decided, okay, there's some random dude here. I'll just sit next to that guy. I sit down next to him. As soon as I sit down, I hear, "Those are some pretty cool shoes." So now what? I'm thinking, oh, what? Jesus Christ.
What?
The guy says, "Those are some pretty cool shoes, huh?"
Oh, my God.
And I go, "Yeah, they're all right." And he starts pointing to his. So I'm like, okay, this is kind of like when you have the same car.
Right,
you know,
right.
You're supposed to, he's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a camaraderie car, situation.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, let me dismiss this guy really quick and just go back to, you know, focusing on, you know, not talking to people. I'm like, oh, yeah. I see you got the same ones. Yeah, they're pretty good. I've never seen him in that color before. And now I'm like, oh, no. He goes, "What are they? Are they brown? Is that a little pink I see in them?" Oh, and they're all fucking brown. You've seen the shoe. They're brown sneakers.
I gotta be honest. They're awful, awful, hideous shoes I've ever seen in my life.
They're brown sneakers. They're New Balance sneakers. They're not exactly fucking rare. I'm not a sneakerhead like Veal Chop from The Awful Hour. I don't go out and buy fucking every 80s movies version of a fucking sneaker that comes out and throw it in my closet and never wear them. I don't do that. I buy sneakers and I wear the shit out of them until they fall apart.
Go ahead. And the funny thing is, you wear these sneakers to work.
I do. I wear them to work. I wear them everywhere I go.
The reason you probably bought brown ones was to make it look like almost like you were wearing shoes.
No, I wear them because they're just sneakers and I like. I don't know. I thought it'd be cool to have brown sneakers. What's a big fucking deal?
All right, continue.
And apparently, people think they're cool. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I have brown shoes. Whatever.
Brown sneakers.
I call them shoes. I don't say sneakers. Fuck you. So the guy goes, "Yeah, I got these like a while ago. They lasted forever." So now I'm thinking, this guy wants to have a fucking conversation about shoes. I can't even see. I don't have my contacts in. Right. And when I don't have my contacts in to begin with, I'm fucking blind. I have a terrible prescription. I can make out shadows and shapes. Fucking, like, I need corrective lenses. I wear my contact lenses, I'm all good. But now they're dilating my eyes, so now I can't even fucking look at light. So I'm really blind. Not just to say blind to exaggerate poor vision. Like, I can't fucking see worth a shit. So the guy goes, "Yeah, do you think they still sell those anywhere?" I'm like, I'm like, I don't know. Go on Google and look them up. I'm like, oh yeah, because I've heard of Zappos. You ever hear of Zappos?
Oh my god.
Like, yeah, heard of it. Never used it.
And you're just giving real short answers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Now I'm just like looking straight ahead. He's like, "Yeah, because where did you buy those?" I'm like, "My girlfriend bought them for me."
Oh, you had to throw that in there.
Back
right?
in 2005. Yeah,
you I had to throw the
had
girlfriend.
To throw that in, and it stunned him a little bit. And all of a sudden, one of the are they nurses? Whatever. One of the broads that works there comes over and goes, "Mr. So-and-so, I'm going to need your date of birth." He's like, "Oh, January 11th. Okay, in the year? 1970. He's like, 1970.
Wait, he was embarrassed to tell you what year
he
was
didn't
born?
Want to say his age.
Oh, my God.
He didn't want to say his fucking age. And they go, "What was that?" He goes, 1970. So he realized he was ancient. And wow. He didn't want people to know. Now, Frank, when were you born?
I hear so.
So you share the birth year with
I was
a
born
shoe,
in 1970, 1970.
A shoe-loving homosexual. So the guy didn't want to, you know, let me know that he was 40 years old. So now I know the guy is fucking up to no good.
38, yeah.
You can only take the, okay, maybe this guy's a good Samaritan, maybe he's making conversation so long until you realize this dude is trying to, this dude's putting fucking moves on me. And I'm not into this. I'm not enjoying this in the fucking least. He gets up and it's now his turn to go in and stare at the fucking barn or whatever they have you look at. The dumb picture where it zooms in and whatever. He's doing that. So I'm sitting there and I'm hoping my eyes get dilated. Hoping they get dilated, whatever. They're getting closer and closer because time is elapsing. The guy comes back. I can just tell the guy is back. And he sits down. I instantly just grab a magazine and I start putting it near my face. And I'm reading it, pretending to. I can't see it. And so I'm doing that. I'm flipping pages. I'm, you know, pretending like I'm busy. I want to avoid conversation.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so all of a sudden now I'm like, okay, well, now I really want to see what I'm looking at. I don't know. And before I can even, like, get a glimpse of it, he goes, ooh, how is that article? I go, I can't see it. I'm just trying to. I can't see.
I'm holding the magazine because I don't want to talk to you.
I can't. I go, I can't see it. He goes, oh, did they dilate your eyes? Yes, they did. Oh, that's dangerous. It's dangerous. They're going to let you drive home like that? I go, yeah, they said it's safe. He goes, do you live? Are you local? I go, no, I live very far away.
Oh, my God.
And now he's, I think he's getting the hint that I'm completely just disturbed by this fucking guy. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like, it's typical gay music. Typical, like, you know, Muzak, XM Love type shit that they play at every fucking store. Apparently some, you know, recent song was on. I recognized the song. I didn't know anything about it. The guy kind of like turns his head and goes, so, do you watch Idol?
Oh, boy.
I go, don't watch it.
Oof.
Oh, I was just going to say, because this is last year's winner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what? Don't watch it. Don't care about it. It's like, oh, that's surprising.
Jesus Christ.
And so I'm looking, I'm trying to, like, you know, just divert my attention. I'm holding this magazine. I finally, like, look at it. And I realize I've been staring, like, for the last 10 minutes, I've been staring at a fucking open article, like a multi-page article dedicated to Desperate Housewives. It's open. The page facing him was a big portrait of the cast.
Well, I mean, when you were looking at that, he must have obviously thought that you were his type, you know.
I immediately threw the thing down. I looked for any other magazine. I put it right near my face. I'm like, okay, this is Sports Illustrated. I'll just start fucking flipping through the pages.
Well, that's just ridiculous. So did you exchange numbers?
I gave him yours. So,
excuse me?
If you happen to get a call, just tell him that, you know, things didn't work out. As it turns out, you're bald. And
this isn't Raul, is it?
No, it's not Raul. But the thing is, as I'm looking for a better magazine to pretend to read, the guy goes, so, high school, college? I go, neither. Neither. And I'm trying to read this. He goes, because you look really young. I'm about to tell the guy, I'm like, look, dude, get the fucking hint. I'm not into you, man. I'm not going to try to fuck you. I'm not going to let you take me home. Whatever, dude. I'm not gay. You're gay, not gay right here, pretending to read Desperate Housewives.
I mean, are you a little flattered that you were picked up trying to get picked up by a guy? Were you flattered at all?
Not flattered. Just creeped out. Doesn't need to happen. Doesn't fucking need to happen. And right at that point, when I was about to tell the guy, the eye doctor was like, okay, good, you're dilated. Let's go. And I'm like, holy Christ. Well, thank fucking Jesus.
let me ask you. I know we already talked about the is it gay thing, but do you think it's gay for a guy to be flattered when he finds out another guy is attracted to him?
That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, well, you think about it. What would people be attracted to? I mean, it's a perfect stranger, so it's got to be your looks. Unless you're fucking juggling and they really like skills. I don't know. I mean, it would have to be your looks. So, I mean, maybe you're really just proud of your looks to the point where you don't care if it's attracting the wrong gender. And by wrong, I mean the one that you're not supposedly not into.
Right.
I just get creeped out when that fucking shit happens. It doesn't happen often. You can kind of get the sense that somebody might be trying to throw something out there. But this was just way too out of fucking control. Yeah, the guy and the fact that the guy asked if I was in high school, I'm 28 fucking years old. I look like I'm fucking perpetually tired. I don't look young.
Yeah, you always look tired looking, man.
The guy was hiding his age and expecting a high school student to be dilated so that he could drive him home if he was local. The guy was trying to date rape me or blind date rape me, whatever. Fucking just awful.
Not a good situation.
Now, what would you have done?
Someone
does the same exact thing to you. They make a comment about your complete no frills white shoes.
Well, the magazines are on a rack.
They're on a table, and okay, the table was to my right, away from the guy.
I would get up, walk. Whenever I'm in a waiting room, I do a lot of pacing. I usually don't sit down. I pace a lot, so I'll stand up and I'll pace back and forth. And I'll pace a couple times around the room, and then I'll just take a different seat when I sit down. That's all.
You just move around. The thing is, there were six seats. There's right. Much pacing
that's
room.
That's difficult.
If I pace, I'm going closer to the guy.
Now, why do you do the thing where you look at your cell phone to pretend like you're looking to see if your messages? Why do you do that?
You know what? I didn't even think to do that. I just figured there's magazines. This is a perfect diversion.
Right.
You know? And with the magazine, you can kind of, when you hold it like it's open, you can turn the angle of the magazine so that one complete half of it is blocking his vision of you.
Right.
So you're essentially creating some kind of a barrier so that he can't fucking look at you and he knows
barrier.
Not to fucking, to initiate conversation.
Right.
Just fucking, it's something that you shouldn't have to go through. Absolutely.
I feel sorry for you. You know, I feel awful for you. But there's something I wanted to bring up. I know the show's going to be ending pretty soon. But there's something I wanted to bring up with you that I really want to know.
Something that you need to know?
Yes.
Well, what is it?
Great, man. Great.
No, I don't know. Whenever there's something that Frank needs to know, absolutely needs to know, we ask. And I answer. Here we go. Any fucking day now.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling.
It's no.
Tell me what's on your mind.
It's no secret.
God damn it!
All right. Frank has just indicated that there's something that he doesn't know, which could happen every single minute of every single day.
Pure energy.
Okay, Frank, what is it that you need to know?
First, I want to pose a question to you. Can you please spell the word beast?
B-E-A-S-T.
Okay. My dilemma is as follows. Why is the word bestiality spelled bestiality? Why is it spelled bestiality? Why is there no B-E-A-S-T in bestiality? It's B-E-S-T. Explain it to me.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know. Let me see. Because you dropped the A. Because,
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You should keep the A in there.
By the way, Frank, have you ever noticed that there's no U in the word 40?
I didn't know. I knew that, and I don't understand why.
So, basically, the fact that, you know, your answer is it because it fucking is. It just
okay,
is.
Okay, thank you for that logical answer.
It just is. I don't know. Do you know the definition of bestiality?
Well, I would assume the word beast refers to some type of animal. A beast of burden, if you will. A beast of...
I won't be your beast of burden, Frank. But maybe someone that would be engaging in bestiality would have a dog that has had all his teeth pulled that loves to gum down on fucking ding-dongs, as you said today.
Right.
It just is. There's no real answer for that.
Speaking of bestiality is close to becoming illegal in the state of Florida.
Did you say legal? It's close to becoming illegal.
Illegal.
It's not illegal?
No. You know, there are about 15 or so states where bestiality is not illegal. Now, obviously, they can get you on, you know.
Wait. How many states?
I think it's about 15 states where it's not illegal. Now, let me preface by saying that
I'm sure
they will get you on something of being, you know, being cruel to animals or you know, something of that nature. I'm sure if they find you fucking a dog, they're going to get you somehow. But there's no particular law against the act itself.
Only, what is it, 15 states, you said?
Something like that.
Jesus. So what are the states?
The states where it's not illegal are Alaska.
No, of course. I mean, honestly, those people just live by their own fucking rules anyway. People want to get up inside a moose or a grizzly. You know, I mean, honestly, if you can successfully fuck a grizzly, more power to you. I say go ahead and do it. What are the other states?
Arizona.
What a razorback? I mean, what are you fucking in? I'm sorry. Did you say Arkansas or Arizona?
Arizona.
So like some kind of a desert creature?
I suppose so. You got Colorado.
Colorado. Okay. I mean, there's no real animals you can fuck in
those
states.
Well, you got mountain goats in Colorado.
I mean, I guess, yeah, you can bring dogs in and cats in. Well, I mean, it should be illegal to fuck pets, right. I would say. But if you're adventurous enough and honestly able to subdue a creature that could kill you and fuck it, I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it, but if you can do it, more power to you. Like, I wouldn't want to climb Everest, but if you can do it, God bless you. You're the hero of these 15 states. So what are the others?
Wasn't there a story that you knew somebody who would take sheep and
My dad was in the army and he would always tell me that the people in his troop or whatever from the South, they would brag about how when they were back home they would put on wading boots and put the back legs of the sheep in the front of the boots so the sheep couldn't escape when they wanted to fuck a sheep. So they're wearing these big, like, fly fishing waders, and they fashioned them or worn them because they're loose. They put the back legs in to the boots, and now they can really get into the fucking sheep.
You know, sheep they seem to be the animal of choice. You hear a lot about people fucking sheep and goats and things of that nature.
I mean, I've heard something along the lines of that sheep have like the closest simulation of a fucking human vagina. It's still not, you know, why would you want to fuck the next best thing if it can be used to make clothing and lamb chops? Like what's the big fucking attraction to fucking an animal?
I guess being in control, the dominance.
So you would fuck a sheep.
No, never.
You have to fuck one animal. What animal would you fuck?
No, no.
If you had to, Frank.
No, I'm not going to answer that question.
I'll pick mine.
Go ahead.
You first.
No, I'm not picked that. That's, please. That's an awful, awful question.
Well,
to
I mean,
somebody.
Is New Jersey on the list?
Yes.
New Jersey's on the list. Okay, then I would totally fuck a zebra. I don't know why. There's no reason for it. The zebra gets fucked in life as it is. It's got, you know, little to no camouflage. There is an identity. It's a horse, but with white and black stripes in a fucking, in, as they say, I think I've heard this. It's a horse with black and white stripes in a green and brown world. It is fucked from birth. So why not just fuck it and make its life completely terrible? I wouldn't want to fuck an animal. But Frank, if you had to fuck an animal, which one would you choose? I'll fuck this dog to shut him up! Shut up! Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to answer the question.
You're not going to answer the question. Even after I've answered it, that's plain real fair.
I would do a duck-billed platypus.
Why would you fuck a platypus?
What did a platypus
ever do to you that it deserves to be assaulted by?
Well, it can't make up its mind. Is it a duck or what the hell is it? Is it a fucking?
It's not like it had to make a decision. It was born.
I don't know, Ken.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't fuck an animal, and I lied about the zebra just to get your fucking platypus fetish out there to everybody.
Please.
So now, what do we do to make sure? Like, I mean, what can we even say to get it illegal in every state? We can't do anything.
There's a petition. There's a petition going around to make it illegal in all states And this petition can be found online.
And you signed it already?
If anybody's interested, I will afford them the link.
Sure.
I have not signed it, no.
You haven't signed it? You told me you signed it. Shut up.
Okay, I signed it.
Yeah, you signed it. Now, Frank, it's just an online petition. You know they don't hold any weight.
Correct.
And you also know that anything online could be instantly edited. What if they just changed the fucking petition to say that you are now in support of bestiality?
Well, then I'm fucked.
The undersigned agree that bestiality should remain legal in these 15 states and also in every state. They're the worst.
That could pose a problem.
Well, I mean, let's ask FM Jeff about petitions. he's no stranger to them. No, he's not. He's a bit of an expert. So now, what's the last word on it, Frank? Bestiality. I mean, it's one of those crimes like you would just think that it would automatically be illegal.
You would. I mean, do you hate some? Like, obviously, if you find out that some guy abused, if an adult raped a child, you would be angered at that guy, correct?
Yeah, you would think little of the guy that you wouldn't even want to be around the guy.
Are you angered at people who fuck animals?
It's sad. It's sad. Think about it. What are the reasons to fuck an animal?
Ask Ed McGrath.
Or ask the whores that sent money for them.
Hey!
God, we're just coming, we're just insulting Ed left and right here. I don't understand.
That was the first insult we had of Ed.
I mean, what are the possibilities that would make the situations that somebody would find themselves wanting to fuck an animal?
I don't know. Loneliness?
So the guy's lonely, he can't get sex, he's tired of jerking off. So he goes and fucks, a neighbor's Labrador.
Right.
Okay, there's that. What about, this lady with the chimp a couple months back? They said that, she did everything with the chimp. I'm sure she probably fucked the chimp. That's she's so passionate about this animal that she wants to give her fucking crazy gash to this fucking animal.
Well, yeah, you have the first one where the guy is just looking for a quick release of his
He just needs to jizz, and he's tired of doing it to, Tube 8 because he saw a tranny video.
Then you have the person who is really falling in love with these animals, is
infatuated with them.
Right.
Loves them. And then there's, I guess, the person that wants to punish the animal for living. I guess if I really wanted to fuck the zebra, my description of why would fall into the third. But really, there's no reason to fuck an animal.
Well, then you have also people who just want to humiliate other people and force them to do that.
The people that make the illegal bestiality films.
Right.
Or the people in the donkey shows in Tijuana or whatever.
You enjoy the humiliation of seeing the person being forced to fuck the animal.
God, what would be worse, Frank? You find out that your mother is a gangbang queen and it's on a website, or you found out that your mother had done two donkey shows.
Wow.
What would be worse for you?
The gangbang.
So you wouldn't mind if your mom took a donkey dick twice?
Of course I would mind, but
Oh, God, that gangbang video would last forever, but that image after she told you that she fucked the donkey twice would never go away.
Yeah. You're true.
Ever, ever. Well, I want to just say thank you to everybody for tuning in to episode 205. Of the DJ New Style Show. Download every episode. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe. iTunes. Whatever you want. It's all there. DJNewStyleShow.com. Tomorrow night we have the Awful Hour on Hear Us Talk. 9 p.m. Eastern. And Thursday night, Best in Show Radio. 8 to 11 p.m. Again, Eastern Time. And also, I think we'll put on the What Show again. 10:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Why, no! I am good, thanks!
Ricola!
ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!